In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Next Sunday is the exaltation of the Holy Cross. And so, as is the case in all of our feasts, there is a preparatory period. And we have today, then, the Sunday before the exaltation, where we have the reading from John about the Son of Man, and that no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. I want to talk to you also about the epistle from St. Paul for this Sunday before the exaltation of the cross. It has an amazing statement in here, an amazing promise. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy upon the Israel of God. And what he was talking about, the rule that he was talking about, what he had mentioned just before he said this, was that in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Now, circumcision was the symbol for the Jews of belonging to the Jewish faith. And it is a type of baptism. And baptism and the cross are linked, because baptism brings us into the church so that we can take up our cross and we can follow Christ. Do you know what baptism does? There's a lot of theology you can read about it. But I hope that you know this theology by your own experience, by your own personal experience. Baptism makes you a new creature. That's a dogma of the church. You'll go down into the waters, a person who is enslaved to sin, a person who's unable of becoming righteous, a person who's chained to the earth. And after being baptized in the waters by being dipped three times and arising, you are a new creature. You're not like other human beings that are not baptized. There's a change that's been wrought in you. Now, when I do something foolish, sometimes I feel this dissonance, and I feel I'm not acting like I am. I think it's bizarre not to act like we are. Of course, we do it in our life all the time. We put on a face for people constantly that's not really who we are. But in the Christian life, the person that you present to others should be the real person, should be really you. And that person should be the new creature, the one who glories, as St. Paul says, in the cross of the Lord, the one who takes up his cross and follows the Lord. And if we walk according to this rule, then we wouldn't live in such a mundane way, such a foolish way. This is truly very powerful if you allow it to take over your life. The rule that the Lord has St. Paul telling us about is that we are not temporary animals. We don't live only according to ambition or desire or according to what is in front of us. We live according to eternal things. We live according to spiritual things. Do you evaluate things in your life in a spiritual way? You should. You're different than the rest of the unspiritual world. Well, perhaps you're not less sinful. We shouldn't think ourselves to be less sinful than the rest of the world. But we are new creatures. So we should walk according to this rule. A soldier who is representing his king knows that he must act in a way that always brings honor to his king. So he's walking according to a rule. I suppose there still is that idea even in the military today among some that they should honor their country by the way they serve. Certainly there is that rule among those who are conscientious and are doctors or lawyers or police officers. There is a code of conduct that they live by, and not just what's in a book, because the stuff in a book nowadays is written by people with no brains and lots of education. I'm talking about this rule of ethics that is internal to the way we should live. Every profession has one, and every way of life has one. And the Christian way of life is no exception. It has a rule for how we live. That rule is not the Ten Commandments. That rule is internal in our heart, the Holy Spirit showing us how we should live, what we should do, what we should value. We are not the world. We are outside of the world. The Christian church is suffering great pain right now. Not only persecution, but something deeper and actually that preceded the persecution. And that is a kind of apostasy. How many Christians live as Christians? How many of you do? Can you count yourself among those who live as new creatures, who live according to a rule? It has to be in your heart, this rule. It's not an externally imposed rule. It is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Do you hear the Holy Spirit speak to you? My whole goal as your pastor is to train you in some way that you would hear the Holy Spirit speak to you, and that you would desire to hear this voice more than anything else. That's why I tell you the things I do, and the same things pretty much over and over, because all I want for you is that you would live according to the rule of a Christian. Christians live differently than other people. When someone cheats us, we don't cheat them back. We don't take them to court. When someone slanders us, we bless them. When someone hurts us, we forgive them. We don't clench our money in a tight fist. We don't seek entertainment as if it was the entire purpose of our life and our existence. Christians live according to a different rule. It was not understood in Roman times, nor is it understood now. Right now, society is busy redefining Christianity, and Christians are so passive, they're allowing it to happen. Christianity is now defined as whatever you wish, and Jesus, since he's nice Jesus, will allow it and bless it. But that's not Christianity. Christianity is to live according to this rule that St. Paul talks about. And it is good that he talks about it in this week before the cross, because the cross is something each one of us must take up. The cross is to pattern your life after the Lord Jesus Christ, to imitate him, to willingly do what God would have you do, and to seek out what God would have you do in order to do it. So that rule will be talked about more explicitly next Sunday. But you should always live according to this rule. You are different. Don't live in a mundane way. You should ask yourself, if you don't pray very much, why am I doing that? Why am I living so foolishly? That's not who I am. It would be like you getting on your hands and knees and eating grass. We don't eat grass. That's not according to our nature. We don't just imbibe carnal knowledge. We partake of spiritual knowledge in prayers, psalms, the holy mysteries, reading the scriptures. We live according to a different rule. Now I tell you, the parable about the wineskins is a good one to keep in mind here. If you call yourself a Christian, but you put new wine into old skins, what happens to the skins? They break. He's referring to wine that is fermenting. And of course, as it ferments, it gives off carbon dioxide gas. And if the skins are old, they don't stretch very much and they burst. If you call yourself a Christian, but you are an old wineskin, if you live according to the way the world lives, if when someone slanders you, you slander them back. If when you don't get good service from whatever company you're calling, you're angry with them and irate. If when someone cuts you off in traffic, you act just like any other heathen. If you live in that way, if you know more about television programs than you know about the gospel, then you have old wineskins. And that new wine of Christ that you purport to believe in, when it fills your wineskin, it will burst you. You won't be happy. And you could lose everything. You must know that you must be a new wineskin. You must walk according to a new and different rule. Pretty much a good rule of thumb is whatever the world is saying, don't do that. Whatever the world values, don't value that. We live according to a different rule because we are new creatures. In another epistle that we read today, the Apostle Paul said to his brothers, the Corinthians, that he wished ardently and beseeched them that they would not receive the grace of God in vain. Do you question yourself about this? I do every day. When I have my lazy period during the day, if I have one, happens too often, then I question in myself, what am I doing? I'm not acting like the person that I really should be. Am I receiving the grace of God in vain? Each one of you should ask that. Each one of you should evaluate everything that you go through according to this rule. That's not a rule that we can write down for you. I can't give you 10 points of it. It's not that kind of rule. It has to be in your heart. Your heart has to tell you how to act. Your heart has to tell you what's right and wrong. You have to listen to your heart. That's why I talk to you so much about listening to your heart and about the understanding of the remembrance of death, which is to know what is good, what is bad, what is alive, what is dead. We who walk according to the rule of Christ, we know what's alive and we know what's dead. And we seek after that which is alive only. That is that rule. May God help you to follow this rule. May God help you in all things. Amen.